I think this is the best option for the borough at this time.
The Haynes Borough Manager will stay on for another year, and changes in barge service affect stores and restaurants in the Upper Lynn Canal. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. The Haynes Borough Assembly decided Tuesday to keep manager Mark Ernest on the job for at least another year. The official motion passed by the Assembly was to rescind Ernest's resignation and keep him on contract through July 2013. The motion passed 4-1, with Assemblyman Norm Smith voting no and Assemblywoman Deborah Schnabel not taking part in the vote because of a conflict of interest. Ernest's last day of work with the borough was to be this Friday. The Assembly began the process of recruiting a new manager, and Tuesday's agenda stated the Assembly would take up the issue of naming an interim manager. The Assembly previously decided it would choose one of the current borough officers to be interim manager, most likely Borough Clerk Julie Causey or Police Chief Gary Lowe. But last week, Ernest said his family's plans to move out of state for his son's schooling had changed. He told the Assembly he would like to stay on with the borough in some capacity. Mayor Stephanie Scott created a memo for the Assembly with four options on how to proceed, including appointing an interim manager and continuing with the hiring process, or keeping Ernest on contract for a short period of time. The mayor wrote in the memo she preferred having Ernest remain as interim manager, but to continue the process of hiring a new manager. Since Ernest was still on staff until Friday, he is a borough officer, and this option would have followed the Assembly's decision to appoint an interim manager from the borough's officers. But when the issue came up in new business, more than 3 hours into the meeting, Assemblywoman Joanne Waterman moved to rescind Ernest's resignation and have him remain for the rest of his contract. Waterman said this option provides the most continuity.
I support this. I think it's the most prudent thing to do. With the schedule of things that we've got going, I think this is the best option for the borough at this time.
Assemblyman Norm Smith opposed the idea. He said he felt the manager had changed its plan several times and that the Assembly was catering to his needs and not the borough's.
I think it's too bad that the Assembly doesn't seem to be in control, and it's a manager form of government, and I don't think it's a fit for the community. I didn't like this 10 years ago, and I don't like it now.
Smith said he would have preferred to have Ernest stay on as interim manager while the Assembly hired a new manager.
I would like to hire somebody local that wants to be here, that's vested in the community, rather than somebody that's going to be here temporarily, change their mind and say, well, now we're leaving because X and X and X and X. We need consistency, and we're not getting it.
In January, during Ernest's performance evaluation, his contract was extended until July 2013. But in March, he submitted his resignation, effective for this week. He said then that he wanted to leave the position to spend more time with his family and explore educational opportunities outside the state for his son. At Tuesday's meeting, Ernest said those opportunities did not materialize and his family wanted to stay in Haynes.
Yeah, I would do anything for my family. They're on this earth. They're the most important things in my life. My wife and my son. But part of that now is having an opportunity to spend that time here in this community.
Other Assembly members offered little discussion about the motion. Damon Hoffman said he agreed with Waterman's comments, and Steve Vick said he understood that the manager's plans changed. Jerry Lapp did not comment. Deborah Schnabel was not present for the discussion. She was a candidate for the manager position, and so, when the agenda item came up, she stated a conflict of interest. The mayor accepted her conflict, and Schnabel left the room. As for the Assembly's decision, she said the group was kind to accommodate Ernest's wish to stay on with the borough.
My response upon hearing the decision was that the Assembly acted very kindly. It showed a lot of heart for Mark and made the most expeditious decision under the circumstances.
Assemblyman Smith questioned why there was no public comment on the agenda for the issue. Mayor Scott said the public had opportunities to comment during the public comment periods at the beginning and end of the meeting on any topic. One person, Ned Rusbicki, commented on the manager position at the beginning of the meeting, suggesting the Assembly should move forward with hiring a new manager and preferably someone vested in the community. We'll have more on Thursday's evening newscast about other Assembly actions taken at the meeting, including passing the FY13 budget with a lower mill rate and more funds for the library and museum, passing a new harbor fee schedule, and discussion about the Chilkat Center roof. Some changes to the weekly barge schedule in the Upper Lynn Canal has Haines businesses and restaurants upset and concerned about their goods. Alaska Marine Lines told businesses this week that its barge arrival in Haines may vary this summer due to dock space in Skagway. Normally, the barge from Seattle arrives in Haines early Tuesday. That allowed businesses to plan their staffing and stock around that schedule. For example, the Fireweed restaurant doesn't serve lunch on Tuesday and makes sure it has staff to help with delivery, said Chef Adam Richard.
From my perspective, we've spent the last 5 years building up our business model around when we receive freight. We've scheduled our days off and our lunch schedule around, you know, what day freight comes. We're closed Sundays, Mondays because we receive freight Tuesday, and so we don't have lunch on Tuesday so that we can receive freight and deal with it. It's a struggle to do when we're busy and the restaurant is open. I would guess a lot of the restaurants in town, I think, have done their scheduling, you know, around the barge schedule. It's just a really big part of the organization of the restaurant.
Don Reed, an operations manager with AML, said the delivery schedule has not officially changed, but the company needs to reserve the option to bypass Haines and go to Skagway first on Tuesdays. He said in an email, this decision is often made at the last moment and is dependent on the crew schedule in Skagway. The barge tries to arrive in Skagway before some of the cruise ships that then block in the barge at the dock. Reed said it's okay to be blocked in for the day because it can take crews several hours to unload deliveries for Skagway and Whitehorse in the busy summer months. But if the barge doesn't dock before the first cruise ships in the morning, then the company loses a day of operation, he said. Reed said he understands the last-minute decision makes it hard for customers to plan for deliveries. But instead of formalizing a schedule change that would have the barge come to Haines on Wednesdays for the rest of the summer, Reed wrote, quote, "We are opting to make our goal to continue to go to Haines first when we can, and we will continue to do our best to communicate on a weekly basis with customers." The goods of most concern for stores and restaurants are perishables and produce. Doug Olrud said that even one extra day on the barge for produce creates more waste for the grocery store.
The only thing it really affects is the produce and the perishables. There's one more day that they've been on the barge. You have that much more spoilage. It's just not as fresh when we get it. And then, you know, we just end up having to throw more of it away at the end of the week.
Olrud and Richard also point out there are a few other options for getting goods to Haines. Olrud said he could truck some non-perishables up from Seattle, but that would cost much more. Richard said flying in perishables could double or triple the price of menu items, and so it's not a viable option. Still, Richard said, the goal is to keep customers happy and provide as fresh a food as possible in Haines.
And we're trying really hard to figure out how to counter that so that we can, you know, maintain quality and consistency for people, because that's what, to us, is really important. Somebody comes in and they expect their salad greens to be nice, not wilty and brown, and you know, we want to be able to provide that for them.
The Sea Alaska Land Selection Bill has been folded into a larger congressional measure, increasing its chances of passing. U.S. House Republican leaders on Tuesday moved its provisions into an omnibus bill. The Sea Alaska legislation and 13 other bills are now part of what's called the House Conservation and Economic Growth Act. They say the act, authored by Alaska Republican Don Young, will go before the full House next week. The Sea Alaska provisions would allow the Southeast Bay's Regional Native Corporation to select federal land outside boundaries set in the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. Corporate officials say that will greatly expand the corporation's timber base, keeping logging and shipping jobs in Southeast Alaska. They say it will set aside land for future non-timber development, plus protect traditional and sacred sites. Opponents, including environmental groups and towns near selection sites, say it's a giveaway of some of the region's most valuable lands. They say it will damage salmon streams, interfere with subsistence hunting, and discourage tourism. The Sea Alaska bill and the other 13 included in the measure have already gone through the hearing process, says House Natural Resources Committee Chairman Doc Hastings. If the bill passes, it will go to the Senate for consideration, where a committee is fine-tuning a different version authored by Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski. Spokesman Robert Dillon said her bill is a compromise with a better chance of passing the Democrat-controlled Senate. Her staff has been negotiating with environmental groups, the Forest Service, and Sea Alaska. The Sea Alaska Corporation has about 200 shareholders in Haines and Klukwan. This is Margaret Friedenauer for KHNS News. Visit our news section online at khns.org. We're always open to your comments and appreciate hearing story ideas and topics important to you. You can reach us by emailing news@khns.org. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support. KHNS welcomes comments from the public on topics important to you. If you'd like to make a commentary to air on your local community radio station, check our website at khns.org under Community. Each listener commentary airs twice, once in the evening and once in the morning after your local news. Think of it as a letter to your neighbors. It's a KHNS commentary from listeners like you.